We didn't talk about this morning, but it is important. In Luke 16, I believe it is, the Bible says, everything that the world highly esteems, the church system, the entertainment, your sports, your pride, your vanity, your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, is an abomination to God. Yeah, what the world highly esteems is an abomination to God. So if you live like the world, in the culture, you're an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17 says, a lying tongue, those who shed innocent blood, those who have a proud look. I love you, sir. A lot of people try to say, oh, homosexuality is the abomination. It is, but so is your proud look. So is your lying tongue. So is your violence against God. Violence is injustice. You're not living and serving Him the way He called you to. You've added and you've taken away from the Word of God. Go read the book of Deuteronomy and go read Revelation 22. Whoever adds to the Word of God will have the plagues added. Whoever takes away will be taken out of the book of life. Your church systems have added and taken away with their paganism of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, with their easy belief, faith alone, gospels, with their feminization, lady pastors, worldliness, pride and vanity, carnality, boxing for entertainment. None of this is of a holy God. The college systems are setting you up for the destruction that's coming. The church system sets you up for the destruction that's coming. The wrath of God is coming. Christ came as a baby in a manger, helpless. He died on a stake, bloody, beaten, battered, bruised. He is not that long-haired, blue-eyed, feminized, false Jesus that the church systems have created. All these church systems, I've seen Mark Driscoll's church system, puts up idolatrous images of Jesus in long hair. By the way, the Jesus they put up usually has a tunic or a robe on. That's interesting. They got that right. God dressed us in Genesis 3:21. He shed blood and said, cover yourselves now that you're in sin. The churches don't teach it. The culture doesn't teach it. Everybody in the Bible covered themselves that were godly. Women covered their heads and men and women covered their bodies. Today, I have young men walking up to me saying, preacher, I can't go to church. I got to put my eyes down because the women dress like harlots. And they do. The women dress like harlots. No one in the Bible wore makeup but harlots and pagans. Yet the American church system is full of women and men today wearing makeup, wearing tattoos. And this is an issue that exposes the heart. You might say, oh, it's a small issue. No, it's actually not. If you hear me say the F word, that's not a small issue. That's from my heart. If you dress like the world and like it, that's not a small issue. It's from your heart. If you're rebellious against God's word, it's not a small issue. It's against your heart. It's about your heart. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. I would say to you, out of the abundance of your heart, your life does live. Look at the American heart. Look at the church systems. You'll gather by the thousand for boxing, carnal music, and false teachers that promote feminism and lady pastors like Driscoll, like Lindell. And then where are you going? You're going off into the world, right? Sports, politics, TV, entertainments, hunting, fishing. You can't be of the world and of a holy Savior, neighbors. You got to repent to come out of the world. Jesus would definitely rebuke this event. Our testing shows why at don'tperish.com. We'll have lots of audio and video up, good Lord willing, this evening. We actually already have our preach from last year up. So we come and we tell the truth. You can't serve Jesus in your lies, sir. Repent. You have a void faith that you're going to be judged for on judgment day. You're going to be judged and sent away. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do miracle things, wonderful things in your name? And he will say, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. If you live in sin, you're a worker of iniquity. This festival, this gathering conference is sin. Our website, don'tperish.com, shows you with a biblical testing why you can't live like the world and claim a holy Savior. You can't seek the kingdom of God. This looks like a good spot. You can't seek the kingdom of God while you live in sin and worldliness, neighbors. Jesus would definitely rebuke Stronger Man Conference. Jesus is angry with the wicked. Jesus is going to judge the unrighteous. All of you that follow the American church systems, you're trampling the blood of Jesus Christ, and the wrath of God is coming for you. His holy people come out and they're separate. His people come out and they walk in spirit and truth. His people come out and they study the scriptures. Jesus said, study to be approved. Actually, it says in Timothy, it is his word. Study to be approved. If you study, that means rightly divide. Cut the word of God straight. And if you cut the word of God straight, you'll see, young people, what danger you're in living for this culture. Jesus died to set you free, but you got to repent to come out of your sin. You got to come out of worldliness. You got to come out of every false way. You got to come out of the American church system and goat farms like Stronger Man's Conference. Look at the sign. Stronger men are weak on Christ's truth. You're not strong. You're not strong. Some of these men telling me I lift weights and makes me strong. That's not strength in the kingdom of God. That's actually weakness, because it's pride and vanity and relying on flesh. Young people, rely on Jesus Christ. Your fraternity is not going to do anything for you in eternity. Fraternity, eternity. All of this carnal flesh is going to catch up to you, young people. If you are churchgoers, the Catholic Church, Evangelical Church, all the man-made churches are lying to you. Read the Word of God. Don't just study the topic you're in. You should study the Word of God, young people, more than you study your college classes, and you'll find out that you're actually an enemy of God. That the wrath of God is coming for you. And if you don't turn and repent, you're not going to find eternal life. Check out our testing at don'tperish.com. We love you. We want you to know the truth. Don'tperish.com. Open the Holy Scriptures. We take you right to the Word of God and show you why you must repent and come out of the world. Why you must lose your life, according to Matthew 10. Jesus didn't die so you could live a feminized, prideful, worldly, carnal life. Did you know that? And as you live and you think you believe in Jesus, if you keep practicing sin and worldliness, you're trampling the blood of Jesus. That's a wicked, wicked thing to do, to trample the blood of a Savior. God himself, who came down from heaven, who died to make a way for people. So Christ would definitely be against this greater, Stronger Man's Conference at this greater Southern Arena. Christ would be against your college and your fraternity. The colleges are anti-Christ mindset. The colleges are against and opposed to the things of God. Colleges don't teach you holiness and righteousness. Colleges don't teach you goodness and truth, neighbors. Colleges don't teach you the way to eternal life. But you heard truth today. On judgment day, there'll be no escape. God will say, my worker told you the truth. Same thing for all you people here. God's workers have told you the truth today. You're under the wrath of God. The wrath of God is coming for you. He's going to consume all you religious hypocrites. But there is hope. You can repent. You can turn. You can be transformed. You can be made new. You can be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. But you don't get it living outside of his word and ways. 1 John 1 says, if we walk in the light. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. That's if you walk in the light. You're not walking in the light in the college system. You're not walking in the light in the church systems. You're not walking in the light following strongman conference. You're not strongmen. You're feminized men. You listened to feminized false teachers today that promote lady pastors and false gospels. You listened to men today that promote the new apostolic reformation. It's an occult way. You listen to men that teach an easy believe gospel, faith alone, grace alone. The Bible never teaches that anywhere. You're all following false ways and flesh. Turn and repent, American neighbors. Be transformed, be made new. Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, come out of the world, don't conform to the world, but seek the perfect will of God. God's will didn't lead you to the goat farm of strongman's conference. God's will doesn't lead you tomorrow to your corrupt Sunday man-made church system. God's will leads you to spirit and truth worship. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Wrath is coming for you. You're all under the wrath of God. Unless you repent, unless you turn, God blesses those who obey him, sir. You're not obeying God in this. Everybody likes to say, God bless you. God does not bless you as you live in sin. Did you know God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners? John 9. If you live in sin, God doesn't hear your prayers. The Bible says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. How are you drawing near to God? Have you lost your life? Have you come out of all sin and flesh? Have you come out of all false ways? Have you come out of your church system and the culture? Have you come out of your pride and vanity? Have you come out of your favorite sports and politics and entertainment and idolatrous hunting and fishing and hobbies? No, young man, Jesus said, lift up your voice. Jesus said, lift up your voice and preach. Young man telling me to be quiet. Actually, they weren't quiet in there. They were blasting music. They had three amplifiers, 100 times bigger than my little amp box. And I'm sure they were blasting things in there. Don't tell the street preacher to be quiet. You listen to a bunch of swill in there with amplification. Out here, you're hearing the truth of God that tells you, lest you repent, you're going to lose your souls. You're not strong men of God. You're feminized weak men. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. You sat and listened to feminized pastors that have lady pastors. You're feminized. You don't got to wear a dress to be feminine. You should wear a tunic. That's actually what God put man in Genesis 3, and it never changed. Why? Because when your heart's changed, your whole life changes. How you spend your time, your money, how you dress, how you entertain, how you preach, who you associate with, it all changes when you're truly born of God. See, you guys aren't truly born of God. You're born of man-made religion. You're born of the flesh that will not inherit the kingdom of God. But it's loving to tell you the truth. Let's go back to some scripture as I was reading before.